2017年精编初中英语教学与评估七。
1. A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Mr. and Mrs. Larry had a second child 5 months ago.
Mr. and Mrs. Larry had a second child 5 months ago.
2.Mr. White has read the latest issue of the newspaper for an hour.
Mr. White has read the latest issue of the newspaper for an hour.
3. Jerry found that repairing the bicycle was not as easy as he had thought.
Jerry found that repairing the bicycle was not as easy as he had thought.
4.The robber was caught when he was running out of the bank.
The robber was caught when he was running out of the bank.
5. Class 3 is having a debate on whether students should use mobile phones on campus.
Class 3 is having a debate on whether students should use mobile phones on campus.
6.Tom, please don't forget to turn off the tap after washing your hands.
Tom, please don't forget to turn off the tap after washing your hands.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. How was the weather during your holidays?Did it rain or snow in the mountains?
No, actually. Most of the days were cloudy, which were perfect for the outdoor picnic.
Question. How was the weather most of the days during the holidays?
请再听一遍。
How was the weather during your holidays? Did it rain or snow in the mountains?
No, actually. Most of the days were cloudy, which were perfect for the outdoor picnic.
Question.How was the weather most of the days during the holidays?
Eight. Excuse me, how much is the new bicycle?
It was 1,800 yuan yesterday, but today it's 400 yuan cheaper.
Question. What is today's price of the bicycle?
请再听一遍。
Excuse me, how much is the new bicycle?
It was 1,800 yuan yesterday, but today it's 400 yuan cheaper.
Question. What is today's price of the bicycle? Nine. When are we supposed to have the midterm exam? On Tuesday or Wednesday?
Neither. Our class teacher says we'll have the exam on Thursday.
Question. When will they have the exam?
请再听一遍。
When are we supposed to have the midterm exam? On Tuesday or Wednesday?
Neither. Our class teacher says we'll have the exam on Thursday.
Question. When will they have the exam? 10. Hi, Angel. I've got 2 tickets for a football match at Hongkou Football Stadium tomorrow evening. Will you go with me?
Thank you, Tom.But football is not my thing. I had better stay at home or go to see a movie.
Question. What is Tom going to do tomorrow evening?
请再听一遍。
Hi, Angel. I've got 2 tickets for a football match at Hongkou Football Stadium tomorrow evening. Will you go with me?
Thank you, Tom. But football is not my thing. I had better stay at home or go to see a movie.
Question.What is Tom going to do tomorrow evening? 11. How nice these tomatoes are. Put some in the basket, Sally.
Dad, may I get some chocolate?
Just take some from the shelf yourself.
Question. Where does the dialogue most probably take place?
请再听一遍。
How nice these tomatoes are.Put some in the basket, Sally.
Dad, may I get some chocolate?
Just take some from the shelf yourself.
Question. Where does the dialogue most probably take place?
You look so excited today.
Yes, I met a film star, Son Heung-Lee, yesterday in the restaurant when I was having a meal.
Really? What was he doing there?
For the TV program, Go Fighting.
Question, why was the film star in that restaurant?
请再听一遍。
You look so excited today.
Yes, I met a film star, Son Heung-Lee, yesterday in the restaurant when I was having a meal.
Really? What was he doing there?
For the TV program, Go Fighting.
Question, why was the film star in that restaurant? Good luck in your driving exam.
I don't need good luck. I need another week to practice.
Question, what does the woman mean?
请再听一遍。
Good luck in your driving exam.
I don't need good luck. I need another week to practice.
Question, what does the woman mean?
14. Would you mind taking a picture of me in front of the fountain?
Not at all, but I'm not sure how this camera will work.
Question, what will probably happen next?
请再听一遍。
Would you mind taking a picture of me in front of the fountain?
Not at all, but I'm not sure how this camera will work.
Question, what will probably happen next?
15. Listen to the passage or dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Benny was a 10-year-old boy who studied in a primary school near his home. However, he was considered as one of the laziest boys in his class. He always handed in his homework late, and there were usually a lot of mistakes. He only did half of maths problems that the other children did. When the students were asked to write compositions, he used as few words as possible, and usually the words were terribly spelt because he was too lazy to use a dictionary. One day, his class went on a bus trip. "Now, children," the teacher said, "on our bus trip, we will see old buildings, some beautiful countryside, and many other things. I want you to write something interesting you see on the trip." The bus trip began. The children looked out of the windows at all the interesting things. They took notes in their notebooks. The teacher was very pleased with them. Then she saw Benny lying on the floor of the bus. So she went up to him and asked, "Are you sick?" "No," he said. "Then why are you lying on the floor?" "If I can't see anything," he said, "I needn't write about it."
请再听一遍。
Benny was a 10-year-old boy who studied in a primary school near his home. However, he was considered as one of the laziest boys in his class. He always handed in his homework late, and there were usually a lot of mistakes. He only did half of maths problems that the other children did. When the students were asked to write compositions, he used as few words as possible, and usually the words were terribly spelt because he was too lazy to use a dictionary. One day, his class went on a bus trip. "Now, children," the teacher said, "on our bus trip, we will see old buildings, some beautiful countryside, and many other things. I want you to write something interesting you see on the trip." The bus trip began. The children looked out of the windows at all the interesting things. They took notes in their notebooks. The teacher was very pleased with them. Then she saw Benny lying on the floor of the bus. So she went up to him and asked, "Are you sick?" "No," he said. "Then why are you lying on the floor?" "If I can't see anything," he said, "I needn't write about it." D. Listen to the dialogue or passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
Parents are the closest people to you in the world. They love you just because you are their children, and they would like to do anything for you. Like a lot of middle school students, Zhuang Shuxia has a problem. She and her parents don't get along well. I really want to be my daddy's little girl, but my father just doesn't understand.He talks with me, but doesn't listen to me, said Zhuang. Do you and your parents also have this problem? May the 15th is the International Day of Families. On that day, people around the world give thanks for good things about their families and work on family problems. Well, why don't you all take a walk and have a talk on Saturday?A study last year showed that 1,500 Beijing families had the same problem as Zhuang's family. The children, 12 to 15 years old, didn't like talking with their parents much. They weren't happy at home. Of course, lots of kids feel that way, but you and your parents will be much happier if you can be friends.Here are some ways to have a good talk with them. Find a good time to talk, like when you're eating dinner, going out for a walk, or watching TV. Tell them something you are interested in, or ask them to talk about their lives when they were young. They love to talk about it.
请再听一遍。
Parents are the closest people to you in the world. They love you,just because you are their children, and they would like to do anything for you. Like a lot of middle school students, Zhuang Shuxia has a problem. She and her parents don't get along well. I really want to be my daddy's little girl, but my father just doesn't understand. He talks with me, but doesn't listen to me, said Zhuang.Do you and your parents also have this problem? May the 15th is the International Day of Families. On that day, people around the world give thanks for good things about their families and work on family problems. Well, why don't you all take a walk and have a talk on Saturday? A study last year showed that 1,500 Beijing families had the same problem as Zhuang's family. The children, 12 to 15 years old, didn't like talking with their parents much. They weren't happy at home. Of course, lots of kids feel that way, but you and your parents will be much happier if you can be friends. Here are some ways to have a good talk with them. Find a good time to talk.Like when you're eating dinner, going out for a walk, or watching TV. Tell them something you are interested in, or ask them to talk about their lives when they were young. They love to talk about it.